Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the North Boulevard approaching I-65. As you head up to the river bridges to merge, you're going to need to be in the left lane to get around the accident. The cars are still there up against the right side of the road, but we have emergency vehicles out in the center lane. So left lane to get around. Elsewhere in the city, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic all the way around the boulevard. East South Boulevard, most congested at this time. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you bring for trade. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
February is National Pet Owners Month. Is that an oxymoron or what? It should be People Owners Month. Hey, you stupid human. Scratch me right here. Now.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4. Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Within the hour, the Iowa Democratic Party will begin releasing some of the results from last night's caucuses after experiencing problems with a new app used to tally presidential preferences.
The director of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says the app precincts were supposed to use to report results had not been vetted by them. Some precinct captains reported trouble downloading and logging into the app. The Iowa Democratic Party said the data they did end up receiving showed inconsistencies, and they had to review the paper trail for accuracy.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Trump delivers his State of the Union address tonight. It comes shortly before tomorrow's final impeachment vote in the Senate. A big rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 409 points, the S&P gaining 50. The NASDAQ closing 195 points higher for a new record high. America is listening to Fox News.
And welcome back to the show at 4 minutes after 4 o'clock. So this is the time they were going to set the record straight in Iowa. And not to be a demist, but the guy, the party chair in Iowa, smug. What did we learn? Chaos in Iowa, caucuses results to be released, and this is going to happen when? I'm sorry, this is why you have conspiracy theories on the fixes in. We know that. We know that was the case a couple of years ago. That's how Hillary got in. And then, I guess they're smart enough to know that Bernie Sanders will lead them to complete doom in November. But if you're going to run the country and you can't run your first election in the, you know, primary and come up with a result we're almost 12 hours or 24 hours since the polls closed, and we still don't have a number yet. I'm looking at Fox, and all it says is the Iowa Democratic Party chair apologizes. For what?
Sorry.
Being incompetent? I don't know. Steve Durrow's our tax expert. It's his. We try to get him in more often, but it's kind of become an annual visit because he gets very busy at this time of the year. And he's here to answer questions on Texas, state, local, whatever, at 272-9228. James, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. I wonder if Mr. Steve could answer this on long-term gains.
Okay.
He's helped before each year. I have to kind of get refreshed, it seems. I'm blind. I can't see to do this, and I'm actually calling for my friend who will. This is her account. She will be doing this when TD Ameritrade sends the data to her usually about a month before time to file. And so I always want to brief her on this. Her gains, after she subtracts out some losses that she wanted to go ahead and take them off, long-term losses, will probably be about $30,000 on the gains. And so will she take that and show the math, take it down to 15% and put that into the figures of the gain and the gain figure as that amount she owes the tax on?
Well, depending on what her actual income is will determine the rate that the tax is. So what will happen is if she had, I'm going to just throw out some figures, say she has $10,000 of loss carry forward from a prior year, and she has, and she sold $100,000 worth of stocks that she had, that she paid $60,000 for. So she has a $40,000 gain. She can take all of those losses against that gain. So that would drop her down to a gain of $30,000. Okay.
Yes.
So then what would happen is there's a blending of that gain with all of her other income, and there's a form and tables and stuff that you use to determine what it is, and the maximum capital gains is, yes, it's around the 15% mark. So, you know, it's not just a straight 50, it'll be 15% on that 30,000, and then whatever her, as you know, probably, and then regular tax rate on the other income, but then you take some deductions from that, and you know, from your standard deduction, and I mean, you know, it's a almost takes a computer to actually figure it out. It'd be better, you know, once you have all the figures, I suggest buying software, not try to do this by hand.
Yes, sir. Yeah, she will get the appropriate software.
Right.
The dividends, you know, I know they group them all at once, and they usually add up to about $15,000 on dividends, and I think some of them say qualified and different ones.
Right, qualified dividends are would be taxed at long term, and then ordinary dividends are taxed at ordinary rates. Is how they do that. But usually when they'll have in the box, it'll say dividends.
Yes.
That is all the dividends, and then there's the qualified, which you subtract, and the difference between the two is the ordinary dividends.
Yes. Okay. So it is advantage for her to have those qualified dividends.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
He didn't have to look at a book or anything to answer that question.
I've been doing this a long time. I'm old.
Well, but...
no, you're not.
You know, it's the thing that every year there are changes, right? What is new in filing this year that people need to be aware of?
You know, this year there's not a ton of new stuff because Congress didn't do anything except try to get rid of the president.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are actually still dealing with the changes that happened a couple of years ago. There's some different reporting. The forms are a little different this year than they were last year. They have now put some stuff that they just put on these extraneous schedules. They're back on the form, and so it's now back to a two-page form. But the actual underlying tax law did not change a whole lot this year. You know, there is rumor that if Trump is reelected, that there will be Tax Cuts 2.0. Part of that is trying to make some of these personal taxes permanent, so that it then takes passing a law to change it. It doesn't mean that they're permanent and they can never be changed, but the way that a lot of the personal tax cuts are now is they sunset in 2025. So if Congress does nothing, then we revert back to the way taxes were before the Trump tax cuts.
All right, they've got the results from Iowa in, and it looks like Buttigieg won.
He did. And then Bernie was right behind him.
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg? Really? The mayor of a little town in Indiana? Most of his constituents hate him. And that's the, oh, that is stunning. Biden got 15%.
I think he was fourth.
Fourth, and right behind him was Frau Klobuchar. But, wow, Buttigieg and Bernie got, all right, Buttigieg 26, 27%, Sanders 25, and Elizabeth Warren, who is every man's worst nightmare and the ongoing cure for priapism when she opens her mouth, comes in third place.
Yeah,
with 18.
But remember, last time Ted Cruz won Iowa. So.
Well, yes, that's true. You know, you got. I've said this before. You got to give Ted Cruz some credit because that was a bitter battle down to the end there. But he has been a staunch advocate for the president's programs,
right.
And has.
He fought a good campaign, and then but when he lost, he said, okay, I'm getting behind this president, and we're going to, you know, doesn't mean that he agrees with everything, but,
right.
You know, he's like, let's do what's good for the country instead of just fighting everything.
All right, so the results are in, but the question that is hanging in the air is,
why?
Did it take almost a full day to figure it out? That one they haven't had. They're blaming the app. They're blaming this.
It's all those little percentages. That's, you know, they don't do percentages.
Well, it turns out the company that put this app together apparently had ties to Hillary. So her lingering stench. By the way, Yang got 1%. Tom Steyer, less than 1%. Bloomberg, less than 1%, and Tulsi, less than 1% in Iowa. So, again, Buttigieg, Bernie, 27, 25, Warren with 18, Biden with 15. Here's something that the Cronins from North Carolina said. This is Joe Biden kissing his granddaughter on the lips during an Iowa rally. Is that... I don't think I would do that. I don't have a granddaughter. I don't kiss my own daughter on the lips. This guy just is creeping people out. And according to RealConservativesUnite.com, he's getting trashed on the internet for this. I would like a man to kiss me the way Joe Biden kisses his granddaughter. Okay, I think that kind of says it all. Your CBD store has solutions that can make...
What You're not I, saying that.
What did I say?
What you just said. You are not saying that. Someone... You read that you comment read that. From someone online.
From like Beth on Twitter,
okay.
Who said...
Okay.
I was reading some of the tweets in reaction to this kiss.
Okay.
And Beth said, I would like a man... Now, don't... Somebody's going to take that.
I was going to say, you might want to make that clear.
Yeah, because it wasn't.
Because it sounded like you wanted a man to kiss Sheila Wedge.
Like he kissed his granddaughter.
If I hold the delay button down, can I black out the last 5 minutes of the show? I think I need some time off. This is...
Hey, you made me laugh, so it must be fun, right?
Yeah, I would like a man to kiss me the way Joe Biden kisses his granddaughter.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, there is some... pretty funny stuff on Twitter. A lot funnier than what I just said. Trust me. Your CBD store carries the SunMed product line. It is ISO certified and tested. And if you've heard about CBD, first, don't buy CBD products at a gas station or a place that doesn't specialize in it. Your CBD store carries only CBD products on the SunMed line that can help you with everything from pain, CBD creams that will rejuvenate your skin, CBD gummies that can help you relax if you have a pet. The CBD dog treats have been incredibly effective in helping dogs calm down, separation anxiety, and other issues, and helping them feel better. Ask questions. Marissa and Laurie are so well-versed on this. My job is to get you to go there and look into this as something that could bring some sunshine to your life, because they work so incredibly effective interacting with cannabinoids that are already in your system. There's no high in this stuff. This is not about getting buzzed. This is about getting better. And your CBD store has a number of ways to help you. If you would like some help sleeping but don't want something that's going to make you feel groggy, the oil tinctures are great. A couple of those under the tongue at bedtime and you'll be in good shape. Your CBD store is at 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. Just go south of the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. They're across from Renfro's Adams Drugs, your CBD store. Here's Penny on line one.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, I just got in the car, and I just figured it out. The reason you're feeling better is because you had a man tissue on your lip. Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Penny.
I know it. I just had to call and tease you. I love you guys. This is the best part of my day, to get in the car and listen to y'all.
You made our day, too.
Yeah, I feel so made.
Maybe if we can get another man or two lined up, you'll be all well by tomorrow.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you, Rosie. Bye,
love
you guys.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Have a great day.
Snap out of it.
I wish it were that easy. It's 4:18. Steve Duro, our resident tax expert, is in the house. See, you tried too hard.
I like taxpert.
Taxpert.
Yeah, that's good.
So I invented a new word. And if you have any questions about filing, changes in the law, whatever, 272-9228. It is 4:18.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi. I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. One person is in custody after a shooting that left a person injured. Police say a man was shot in the 2000 block of Miller Street in Montgomery today. He's hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say they have arrested someone in connection with the shooting. No word on what charges will be filed. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Lottery legislation also being introduced this year. Governor Ivey will also deliver her State of the State address tonight. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address tonight. This on the eve of the Senate's impeachment vote. Trump will speak from the very chamber where he was impeached by the House late last year, addressing a Congress that remains bitterly divided over whether he committed high crimes and misdemeanors in his effort to pressure Ukraine into investigating a political rival. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
February is Canned Food Month, so run out and put your hands on a can today. You can grab mine. It's been on the shelf a while.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Everybody, we have a significant storm system approaching. Tonight, there could be some spotty showers around the area. Breezy, very mild, overnight low temperature in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible just about any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening and into Wednesday night. In fact, the greatest threat of severe weather would be from late Wednesday afternoon. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado and also the threat of some localized flooding. Wednesday's high mid-70s, low Wednesday night in the low 60s. More rain on Thursday, locally heavy with highs in the 60s, and then much cooler Friday. Get our weather app on your phone now and be ready for the severe weather action. It has instant push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic all around the city. Our most congested places, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, Taylor Road, Congressman Dickinson Drive, Atlanta Highway, and I-65 northbound just past the North Boulevard. We got a little bit of a slowdown there as folks head out towards Elmore and Autauga County. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. No accidents to pass along to you at this time. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and their selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Call has been rained out today. No roll
really?
Call today.
Yeah. Is it raining outside?
There'll be no more roll calls until I get kissed on the lips by a man.
I'm not your guy.
No. No, I, jeez.
Thank you, Penny.
I don't care if there's never another roll call. I ain't your guy.
I get, we got one of our listeners on the app, Gary, who is in Knoxville, Tennessee. He was one of the folks that said, hey, I can hear David, even if you can't. He said, you're sounding very well, even if you kissed a man on the lips. So this is already spinning out of control.
You got to start getting little memes now. And
oh, please. Everybody that listens or has listened for any period of time knows that I am not a self-promoter. B-S. But my new magazine column is out.
Yes, I saw it.
And it was on this date in 1986 that I was on Good Morning America. And that's not really the thrust of the... I shouldn't use that word either. That's not the gist of the column.
Yeah.
It's getting in the Globe, the tabloid that was the twist that the story eventually gets to, how to get in the Globe without really trying. But not a whole lot of interest in that, I see. Oh, except for an old high school buddy who jumped on the thread and said, over 30 years ago, wow, you really are that old, huh? Thanks. and in case you missed it, the Iowa caucus results finally came out. And it turns out that Pete Buttigieg was not jumping the shark fence, whatever, when he declared himself the winner last night. So how did he know enough to say that last night? And then today, the results verify his statement. 26.9%, Buttigieg Sanders 25, Warren 18, and Joe Biden is plummeting. And we had a caller towards the end of last hour about a story involving Trump disrespecting the national anthem. And there's a bunch on it. Apparently he was mock conducting the band or something while they were doing the anthem. The only reason that disappoints me is because, first of all, who was there to shoot that and make sure that became a story? He cannot trust anybody. Trump appears to flout his own rule with his Trump clowned around during the national anthem. He doesn't need that right now. That's the one thing that's always been a benchmark for him. Because his public decorum with anything involving the flag or whatever has always been spot on. So I'm sorry, but that is a true story, apparently. Deborah.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I got a question for you. If somebody owes you a 1099, when do they have to give it to you by?
They were supposed to be in the mail last Friday, the 31st. So, you know, depending on how quickly the post office, you know, delivers them, they just had to have everything in the mail last Friday.
What if they don't?
Well, you claim the income and file it that way, whether they send you one or not.
Okay.
You know, it's up to you to report the income that you earn. The reason that they send the 1099 is so the government can track it, because they have to send in a copy to the government as well. So, you know, they can get in trouble for not sending the copy to the government. They can always claim they sent it to you and the post office never mailed it, and how can you prove any different? But you are responsible to report the income yourself, so.
Okay. I was just wondering, somebody owes me a 1099 and I hadn't got it yet.
Yeah. And they could, I mean, I put a whole bunch of them in the mail on Friday, because it just takes a while to get everything done. And, you know, and it could, you know, I mean, it could take, you know, several days before it actually gets to you. I've mailed something, you know, halfway across the country and it got there the next day, and mailed something, you know, across the street and it takes 3 weeks to get there. Yeah. So,
okay.
So, you know, I wouldn't, if you kept up with your stuff and know how much you made, just do your tax returns without it, and because it's going to be included in that, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Appreciate the call. 272-9228. Steve Duro, our taxpert in the house. Remember this lady?
You tax us when we're born. You tax us when we're dead. You tax us when we eat. You tax us when we sleep. You tax us every which way. Get off of my back.
That clip, I believe, is 10 years old. And guess what else is having a birthday today? This. The most useful sound effect in history. What was that, 2000? Was that in 2004 when he went nuts in Iowa? Howard Dean?
He was running against Bush when he did that.
He won the Iowa caucus. And that's why he was so wound up.
Yeah.
As it turns out, Buttigieg won the Iowa caucus. Steve Duro is here. Any questions on tax, whatever, 272-9228 at 432. Who is this?
Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
Yes, I just had a quick question about taking your required minimum distribution from an IRA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think there was a new law that was passed, and it changes the age. Is that already in effect?
It is not in effect yet, but it is. Okay. It is something that they're working on pushing it back. But you know, that's one of those things that the reason they're doing it is because our longevity is longer. So trying to give people, however, the government wants their money, so they're not going to push it back very much. So I think a couple of years maybe before you have to take it. But then they'll probably just increase the percentage. You have to take more in those first couple of years than you do. But that law has not taken effect, to my knowledge, yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate your call. I have a question about that in just a moment. Steve Durwood, 272-9228-433.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1. WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody to show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. If you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Start with Lowe's and save big to update your bathroom. Because when you spend up to $1,000 or more on select vanities, faucets, toilets, and more during our bath event, you can get up to $250 back via Lowe's gift card rebate. And shop our store and save event to pick up an Edsel 72-inch by 48-inch 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit for $10 less, now $79.98. Whatever it takes to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 2-5, U.S. only.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic,
Who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th. Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Uh-huh. 438 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, our taxpert, that's the word we invented just for Steve Durow, who joins us every year at this time to kind of bring us up to speed on what's going on. One of the things that Democrats or the hate Trumpers have said is that the tax cut that's in effect has not help the middle class. What is your take on that? I mean, you do returns, you see. Has this been a plus for people?
Well, I think the reason that they're saying that is because if you just looked at the bottom line of people's returns, okay, some people got less money back as a refund than they have in the past. That had nothing to do with the actual amount of tax they paid. Most everybody, I would say, of the returns that we did last year, individual returns, and there was a lot of them, that probably 95% of the people, their actual tax went down on the same money by a significant amount. The problem was that Congress went in, when they passed this, they also changed the withholding tables. So people had less money withheld from their pay during the year, so they had less paid in. And what people think, and this always has baffled me, what people think is when they get a refund, the government is giving them money. No, the government is repaying you your money that they borrowed interest-free.
Right.
And so the idea, where you really want to be is, where I try to get myself every year is, I owe the government $100 at the end of the year, because that means I used all of my money and $100 of theirs interest free. And so what they're saying, you know, people look at it and go, well, my refund wasn't as big. No, it wasn't as big as it has been, but you had an extra, you know, $500 a month in your paycheck that you spent all year instead of getting a $6,000 refund, you got a $3,000 refund, but you got $6,000 more during the year, so you're $3,000 better off. And it's just a perception of things.
Yeah, wasn't there a scam? I forget that the government sent everybody, this is in the early 2000s, sent everybody a check.
Yeah.
And then
And then, but then you had to, well, then you had to claim that you got that. It was a $600 check at the first of the year. Right. And then you had to claim that you got that, and it reduced your refund by that amount. Because basically, they didn't give you money. They just said, well, some of the money that you're going to pay us during the year, we're going to give you back early so that you can spend it to stimulate the economy. And but then we're going to take that off for your refund at the end of the year. But they didn't publicize that fact, because a lot of people would have gone, no, I try to break even and keep it. And that's where we saw people get real upset. It was like, wait a minute, I got $600 back. I always break even. But now at the end of the year, I owe the government $600. Well, I spent it. That's why I tried to leave it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And but, yeah, it was this economic stimulus packet. Give everybody $600
of their own money
so that they would spend it in the economy, with the idea of it's going to stimulate the economy, people will make more money, the economy will turn around. And so the idea of it was not bad. The execution was horrible.
It makes you wonder, you listen to some of these candidates who are, you know, we got to raise your taxes, you know. That's all they can think of is how to take more from us and find new ways to.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is I read a report. There was a report out there that talked about the 1%. You know, everybody's talking about, well, we want to tax the 1%. And I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's
okay.
The
so in Alabama. Pandering. So in Alabama, do you know what the amount of money that a family makes to be considered in the top 1% on an annual basis? Just take a guess.
Gee, 75,000?
No, it's the top 1% of earners in the state of Alabama.
Got me.
It's $290,000.
All right, so if you make that much, that puts you in the...
That puts you in the 1%. So, and you start thinking about it and go, yeah, making $290,000, but they keep saying it's the millionaires and billionaires, these people making millions of dollars a year. That's not who the 1% is. The highest in the country, believe it or not, is Vermont. Okay? So the lowest of the 1% in Vermont makes less than $500,000 a year. So it's not even the millionaire. And so it's like, so I look at people that, you know, as a family, you make, you know, together, you're both working hard and everything, and you're making a couple of $100,000 a year. You're in the top 5%. You don't think your taxes are going to go up? All we have to do is remember when Bill Clinton said he was only going to tax the rich, and then he defined the rich as, you have a job?
Yeah, that was my complaint.
Because big everybody time. That worked, their taxes went up.
See, at one time, I was a 1%er in the 80s. But this is why I don't understand. A state like Vermont, if they have that kind of wealth, why do they keep electing a guy who's never made a dime in the private sector? He's been paid by the guy. Didn't even have a full-time government gig until he was 40. And that's Bernie.
Yeah.
It is 4:44. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon, Fox Business, and more. If you have a question for Steve, 272-9228. Anything taxes is on the table.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're after 4:30. That means a lot of people are off work. We've got heavy conditions on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Even slow traffic on 85 northbound from about Jackson Hospital past Ann Street. The boulevard's extremely busy right now, especially East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, Troy Highway, Northeast Boulevard, 231 to Wetumpka. A lot of congestion there. Please use caution wherever you are. We've got mostly moderate to heavy traffic all over the city. No accidents given to us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir. Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LaCroix's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LaCroix. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylaCroix.com today. That's acbylaCroix.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
License number 84417.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
News Talk Today, 3.1 FM, WACV, and I didn't catch the name, but you have a tax question for Steve?
Hi, they call me Donkey Lori.
Donkey Lori, why do they do that? It sounds like
I have a Jerusalem cross donkey, and he talks to me all the time, so oh. I like to mimic his sound that he makes.
Gotcha.
I have a tax question.
Okay.
Is there anything that my husband and I could claim tax-wise? I know this is going to be a ridiculous question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. We take in rescue. We're not a 501c3, but we have 2 rescue horses, a rescue donkey, a rescue goat, and we just adopted a bull calf.
Yeah. Basically, the answer to that is no. You do that out of the kindness of your heart, and there's no tax break for that.
Okay.
But
well,
if she were to register that, what would she need to do? If she were?
Well, it's a Form 1023 to become a 501c, whatever the one that fits. Most people hear 501c3, which is a charitable organization.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of different code sections that go with that 501c designation.
Right.
But it's very expensive to do that. You pay the government about $1,000 for them to review it to see if they will give you that status, and they can always turn you down. So I mean, it's a hard process to go through. I won't even do those forms for people that come in and ask for it. It's like I hate doing them. So, but you could do that if it's but it's got to be publicly funded and those.
But you know what, you can take heart in the fact that you're a really good human being.
Yeah, we've discussed. Oh, thank you. We've discussed the 501c3 before, but that was before I started working at an animal shelter and fostering for them. And so I definitely did not want to go that route.
Yeah,
definitely.
But that was
it's too bad. All these animals don't have social security numbers because you're independent.
Yeah,
you're independent. But I mean, we do this because we love it. That's why we do it. But I figured I would ask anyway.
Yeah, the only way that you can take that, I mean, short of getting a 501c3 is if you form a business and you get paid to do it, then you can take off the expenses. But that kind of defeats the purpose of just trying to rescue animals because you love them. And, then it becomes a for-profit company.
Yeah, and our hearts are full the way we're doing it, so we're just gonna stay where we are, and we're blessed to be able to do it. So thank you for all the information you're giving out, and thanks for taking my question.
And thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Lori.
450.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody, we
have a significant storm system approaching. Tonight, there could be some spotty showers around the area. Breezy, very mild, overnight low temperature in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible just about any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening and into Wednesday night. In fact, the greatest threat of severe weather would be from late Wednesday afternoon. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado and also the threat of some localized flooding. Wednesday's high mid-70s, low Wednesday night in the low 60s. More rain on Thursday, locally heavy with highs in the 60s, and then much cooler Friday. Get our weather app on your phone now and be ready for the severe weather action. It has instant push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing higher as coronavirus fears ease. Mike Murphy with Rosecliff Capital Management has this assessment of the situation.
I see this as pretty simple. One of two things happen here. Either the virus wipes us all out, so none of it matters, or we get past it and there's a rally, so it's a great time to buy on any pullbacks.
Among the gainers today, tech, with the Dow rising 144 points, the NASDAQ up 122, S&P 500 up 23. And after the closing bell, Alphabet parent company of Google reporting earnings with its stock falling 4% on a revenue miss but a beat on earnings, marking a dramatic change from previous earnings announcements. Alphabet releasing revenue for its cloud computing and YouTube ads units, posting $2.6 billion and $4.2 billion in quarterly revenue from them respectively. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know you're a grown man, right? Probably shave, pay taxes, pay taxes.
All of those things.
I'll tell you what I did as a little kid. At age 11, I audited my parents. And believe me, there were some discrepancies. Discrepancies.
Grandmother hasn't paid her taxes in over a decade.
I live here illegally, actually. Don't tell anyone. But it works out in my advantage, I think, ultimately, because I don't have to pay any taxes.
Any taxes.
So, financially, that's helpful.
All right, in case you missed the results we waited for all day on the Iowa caucus, Buttigieg and Sanders, the two frontrunners in that, as the information has finally come out.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Well, there is one part of it I care about and how it got so screwed up to begin with, because I'm not buying what they're selling. Steve Duro is our guest. He's our tax expert. He's here with us till 6, and Ted is on the line. Hey, Ted.
Good afternoon. Tell you, I got a question for you.
Okay.
When my oldest son went to college, my mother and I co-signed student loan with him and one with my youngest. Now, but of course, they're both graduated, and we made a deal that I would pay back that student loan, but they would pay any other. And that is done. Anyway, the student loan that my name is on, I'm paying loan back, but the interest statement comes to my son with his Social Security number on it.
Right.
Fortunately, my son makes too much money to where he can't even deduct that interest.
Right.
He's tapped out on all of his deductions. Shouldn't I be able to claim that interest if I pay it?
No, you cannot. It's because it's in his Social Security number. But, you know, your question, should you be able to? It would be really nice if they allowed whoever paid it to do it, but it goes with the Social Security number. So, unfortunately, and I had the same situation. I took out a loan for my son, and we paid it off. I mean, because we'd agreed that we would pay for his college and everything. So we paid it off, and he got to deduct the interest.
That's a subject I want to discuss with you after we talk to Brent, because this is... This issue has meant many spokes to it, and there's a couple I'd like to ask you about. Ted, thank you for the call. Sorry about that Social Security number. It does tend to follow. Mm-hmm. Talked to the boss today. In fact, he was leaving, and Steve was coming up, and he's got a little bit of that stuff that we've been enjoying here in the studio. Let me suggest, if you start to feel, before you even get there, get to infusion and get an IV vitamin therapy that will boost your immune system and even add to it an extra dose of vitamin C and glutathione to protect yourself from everything that's going around. Bronchial infections. The doctors are calling it the crud. They don't know what to call it. They don't even know how to diagnose it half the time. But one way to protect yourself and keep yourself healthy is to arrange an IV vitamin therapy session, add infusion, and get it all directly into your system and not hope that your stomach does a good job digesting vitamin C and so forth. It doesn't always work that way. Infusion can be reached at 296-1662. If you'd like to learn more online, go to infusioncryoandlaser.com and read about IV vitamin therapy at Infusion, celebrating their fourth anniversary this coming Saturday. Randy and Terry, I need you to hang on. We'll get to you right after Fox News with Steve.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We've got slow traffic, 85 southbound, merging 65 northbound in downtown Montgomery at the I-65-85 interchange. Slow traffic out of downtown on 85 northbound. We've got very congested traffic on the boulevard around the city, most notably Northeast Boulevard and East South Boulevard. Atlanta Highway is busy as well as Taylor Road. We're very congested everywhere. We have no accidents reported to us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cut by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defects.